Elephant Street, for those who chart the red shift of galaxies. When Israel went forth from Egypt, Andrew and I wound our way through another spring. The Jordan turned back, a rush of hot dog smells, a pollen of street dust, and car stereos blasted through open windows. The mountains skipped like rams, past panhandlers and boutiques, and Andrew grinned down at me like a great carnivorous fish. Judaism is an aesthetic choice, he said. The sea saw it and fled. An expanding universe is speeding up. My step slows. I'd shaken my head. How can anyone be an atheist? But you're an atheist, he cries over the busy intersection. There are hundreds of gods you don't believe in, like the elephant-headed Ganesh, and only one in which you do. We're in for a lover's quarrel. I scoured the universe with questions, scrubbing until it was nearly clean. But by the gates of prayer, we stopped again to dodge the cars. Half-heartedly, I switched back to science. It was the eternal molecules argument which he sideswiped. Look, if a car were to hit you between here and Spadina Avenue, would your family be consoled to know your molecules were still around? You wouldn't be forgotten, but you'd be gone. The heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth is given to mortals. That made me look around and count the number of streets on which a Jew could walk. You know, a universe was speeding up when it should slow down. We parted the seas as usual on good terms. The rock of his heart by then must have been turning to water. We are just flints from which sparks are struck. It is not the dead who praise the Lord. It is not those who go down to silence. You know, it's kind of like that, talking about God over lunch hour, as the seasons change on the unforgiving concrete. To fate, Andrew calls back a final time, raising an imaginary wine glass as he steps into traffic. No matter how we render it,